Curtis. I hope that's okay with you.
Oh, of course.
All right. Now, Chris, I think I've been butchering your name all day. So please, I've been saying, according to the internets, and the internets never lie, it's Ruggiero. Is that right?
Well, that's definitely butchering it, but I won't hold it against you because most people do.
Let's get it record. What is it?
Worse,
how do you say it?
It's Ruggiero.
See, that made more sense. That's what I said yesterday. So I learned my lesson.
It's close enough.
All right, Chris. Right here. Well, I was telling people you've got quite a following, and in fact, you've been featured on the CBS. You've been in national magazines like Rolling Stone and Forbes. People talking about your vocal style, the way you interpret songs, and we're going to get a taste of that right here in Beaver County, Beaver Falls. So, talk a bit about what your stage show is like.
Well, you know, my show is full of the greatest songs of the last 50 years or so. So I like to sing some of my favorite tunes from the 60s, from the 70s, maybe a few from the 50s, because that's the music that I grew up on. And I think that music is timeless. There's songs about love and falling in love and wanting to be in love. And so that's what my show is like. And actually, I've taken all the songs that I love, that I grew up listening to, songs that were, let's say, top 10 hits, and songs that were timeless, known in one generation and then known again in another. Songs like Can't Take My Eyes Off You and My Sharia Moore and Betcha by Golly Wow. And I've actually changed the arrangements a bit to make them kind of more suitable for me. And I sing them in my way, and I tell my story through these songs. And our arranger is Charlie Colello, who actually arranged just about every single hit of Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Whoa.
So I feel pretty lucky that I have such a great arranger. And I'll be singing all those songs in Beaver Falls, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And the concert we're talking about is April 21st, showtime 7:30. You've titled it Teenage Dreams and Magic Moments, so it sounds like some nostalgia. Other people are going to be kind of whisked back in time.
Yeah, I think we're going to go back in time a little bit. And we're going to have a good time, and I can't wait. I'm going to have my band there. I fly my band in. They're really so great, and I'm looking forward to sharing the stage with them and looking forward to meeting new people and seeing a lot of old friends, too. And one of my friends is actually coming, Jimmy Ross.
Oh, yeah.
From the Jaggers, and he's going to do a duet with me on stage. I've invited him, so thankfully nice. He said yes. He's one of my favorite guys.
Oh, we're big fans of Jimmy, too. I'm going to guess it'll be a Motown song, knowing Jimmy.
I can't say anything, but I'll say that it'll be a good song.
Well, you mentioned your band, four-piece band. What do you got, keyboards and guitar? Or?
Yeah, we got keys, guitar, drum, and sax.
Nice, nice.
So it's gonna sound good, and we'll be playing everybody's favorite songs. I'm really looking forward to it.
Talking to Chris Ruggiero, coming to Beaver Falls April 21st. I'm guessing you're going to look sharp, too, in the publicity photo. That is a nice suit you're wearing there. That silver suit. Man.
Thank you for the compliment.
People say, they use the word, you're like an old soul. And they mean that as a compliment because you're a young guy and you're singing songs that go back to the 60s and 70s. How do you feel about that? Does that sum you up? Is that something word you would use?
I love it. I've always been an old soul. As a kid, I always would, sit at the grown-up table. All the kids would be playing, and I was 10 years old, sitting with all the adults, listening to all the old stories, and that was just my thing. I loved that. And now that I'm turning 27 next week, I'm really 85 on the inside. But I still look 27, so I guess that's a good thing. But I don't mind being an old soul at all. I feel like it's a blessing.
So you're 26. I think the shirt I'm wearing right now is 26 years old, probably. But now you've been on PBS, and I posted about this yesterday. And one of my producer friends, Sean McDonald, said, "Oh, we love Chris. He's been on our station three times at least on here in WQED in Pittsburgh." And talk about your connection with PBS.
Well, I'm very fortunate. I was 18 years old, and a friend of mine told me that there was this production company looking for younger singers to sing the older classics. So I sent in a video to this company, and a couple of days later, I got a phone call from T.J. Lubinsky. Now, I kind of knew who he was, because I remember watching those old PBS specials on TV as a kid, but I wasn't really sure. And so he spoke on the phone, and he invited me to come down to Asbury Park, New Jersey. And I'll never forget, it was the dead of winter. It was snowing, 0 degrees outside. My parents and I drove to Asbury Park. And I got to the theater, and there were cameras everywhere. I mean, a million of them. And what I didn't know was that they were filming a nationally televised PBS special. And what they didn't know was that I had never sung on stage before with a live band in my entire life. And
no
I had
pressure.
No idea what I was doing.
No pressure.
No pressure. Exactly. And to be honest, I really thought that I was just coming to do like a, you know, local rock and roll show. I had no idea it was going to be on TV, and I was going to be singing with the Duprees. And I got to tell you, we were one of the only groups that night. We didn't get a rehearsal because it was just so little time and so many groups on the show. And I needed it because, I like I said, I'd never sung on stage with a band in my life. But I just held my head high and pretended like I knew what I was doing, and I somehow pulled it off.
And they invited you back and back, so you obviously you nailed it.
Yes, I guess so. It was really great, and I thank TJ for that all the time.
Now, what's your background? You're from New York, but you've obviously been to Pittsburgh a number of times.
Oh, yeah. So I grew up in Westchester, New York, and I've been to Pittsburgh many times now. I've played the Benedum for my friend Charlie Pappas, one of my favorite promoters. And I've played a couple of other places in Pittsburgh for him as well, in Wheeling, West Virginia, which isn't too far. And I, people ask me all the time, you know, where's your favorite theater to perform? Where's your favorite town? And all the time, I say Pittsburgh is one of my top five favorite places to come to. The crowd is amazing. The theaters are beautiful. And I just can't wait to get there.
Now, along with singing the songs and you have the band behind you, do you tell any stories, like the history behind the songs? Or do you kind of set up why you chose that particular song to perform?
You know, not the history of the song for the most part, but really the show is about my story, about my life, how I got into the music. I talk about my grandpa, I talk about my family, talk about the future a bit, and really my show, I try and spread love and positivity and happiness, because that's what this is all about for me. As much as I love to sing and as much as I love being on stage, I love the audience. That's why I'm there.
Now, who were some of your influences growing up?
Well, for me, I originally grew up on 50s doo-wop, because my grandpa influenced me very much with that music. And so I loved listening to the Platters and the Duprees and Bobby Rydell and Jane the Americans. And then over the years, of course, you know, I grew to like more and more different genres of music. And I ended up meeting so many of my heroes. And Bobby Rydell was absolutely great to me. Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers has been a blessing. Clint Holmes has taught me so much about singing and being on stage and performing. And he's one of my favorites. He headlined in Las Vegas for 7 years, and he's still out there. So I've had such great people around me at all times. Of course, Barry Manilow I love. So that's what the show is full of, you know, songs like that.
You're talking about the doo-wop. My show began today. I did a tribute to Pittsburgh singer Walt Maddox from the Marcells, and we played some Blue Moon.
Oh, yeah. We worked together.
He just passed away yesterday. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was so sorry to hear that.
Well, Chris, we're playing this place, Beaver Falls Middle School, and you're going to love it. It's an old fashioned, it's built probably in the 60s, the theater just kind of has that theater vibe. It's seen a lot of history, a lot of shows, a lot of musicals, a lot of concerts, and you're going to get a chance to, are you in here and you got to take off again? You're going to get a chance to walk down the street or try a local restaurant, do any sightseeing or anything?
You know, I have to take a look at the calendar, but I think we have 3 shows that particular week of the show. But whenever I get time, I always go to a restaurant in town because I'm a big foodie.
Well, you're a New York guy. This is the hometown of Joe Namath. So,
yes, you gotta that's
take,
right.
Got to take a selfie somewhere in front of the Beaver Falls. Let your friends know. What else do you
Absolutely
want people
will.
To know about this show, Chris? One more time. It's April 21st, called The Teenage Dreams and Magic Moments at the Beaver Falls Middle School. It's part of the Beaver Valley Community Concert Association's 25-26 season. You're going to be on stage. What's going to make it a special spectacular tonight?
Well, I'll be doing a lot of unique arrangements. There'll be songs that people know and love, but in a way that they've never heard them before. And I always look forward to sharing that with people. And I'll be taking everyone on a timeless journey through the greatest years of rock and roll. I mean, it's going to be a great time. Like I said, my band's going to be with me. I'm flying them there, all my heavy hitters. And it's going to be really as perfect as it could possibly be. And, of course, Jimmy Ross is coming, like I said, so we'll have a nice duet together on stage. And you never know what could happen at my shows. You never know who just might pop in and say hello. And so I'm excited for that.
Some of the songs you mentioned, like California Dreamin' you do, Stand By Me, Wouldn't It Be Nice.
Yes.
So like you said, classics, a chance to hear them all in one place on one stage. Sounds like a great night.
That's it. Right there. And you can buy the tickets at the theater.
Let me mention that. Tickets are $25 for adults and $5 for students. Doors opening at 6:45 p.m. We have a story on our website, so if you want to go back and catch any of this, just go to beavercountyradio.com. Well, Chris, we appreciate you spending time with us. Looking forward to having you here in Beaver County. I'm sure if you ask someone, they'll give you a good restaurant recommendation.
Thank you, Scott. I'll take the recommendation from you, too.
Beaver Falls. There's a place called Beaver Brewing. I don't know if you're a beverage drinker, but they have homemade beer there. Right next to there is a pizza place called D&J Pizza. If you're looking for a good slice of pizza, D&J.
Well, I'll take a walk over there.
There you go. All right, Chris, thank you for your time. Good luck. Keep up the great work.
All right, have a great day. Thanks.
You as well. Like I said, Chris Ruggiero, April 21st at your Beaver Falls Middle School. The show is called Teenage Dreams and Magic Moments. PBS TV star giving us a call. And Rhonda Ficca, who runs the shows there at Beaver Falls Middle School for the Beaver Valley Community Concert Association, always has just a nice night out. There'll be a good speaker to introduce everyone. And I've been to several of those shows myself. It's just a friendly vibe. Yeah, you don't have to worry about driving to Pittsburgh in the Benningham Center and, oh, where am I going to park? Oh, it's going to cost $30. What do I do? No, you're right there in Beaver Falls on-street parking, or you can park in the middle school's parking lot there. You're going to see some friendly faces you know. You're going to meet some new friends. So definitely worth checking out. Chris Ruggiero, April 21st. And like I said, all this on our website. Noah did a story. So if you have any other questions, it's right there for you. BeaverCountyRadio.com.
You're listening to 99.3 FM, presented by St. Barnabas, in addition to 1230 WBVP Beaver Falls. Beaver County Radio's news source, 99.3 FM, 1230 WBVP, and BeaverCountyRadio.com.